Guys,
it is episode 99.
Oh, we're already starting.
Of the Off the Field podcast. How are we feeling?
Well,
very oozy.
These past 2 days have been filled with wrestling.
Really?
And I love it. But before we talk about that, our next episode is episode 100.
Ah!
It's going to be a big party on episode 100. We're going to have multiple past guests pulling through.
A lot of people.
And it'll be a rotation. So you guys, get ready for that. Subscribe. Make sure you have the notifications on for episode 100. That's on YouTube and all that. Make sure if you're listening on Spotify that you know at Thursday on 7 a.m. you get today's episode, every episode, and the big episode 100 coming up. Mm-hmm. Ain't that right?
That's totally right.
Damn right. Follow the socials on Instagram and everything. And before we start talking about wrestling,
can we please welcome back Captain America the episode?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for having
What's up,
boys?
Bro?
Hey, long time no see.
Oh, yeah, totally. But I don't want to talk about wrestling right away.
Okay.
I want to talk about something that just happened.
Just.
Coming back home.
I know what he's talking about.
Hey, bro. We were hungry, okay?
Okay.
We got some food.
Yeah.
From Carl's Jr.
Okay.
You know, fast food place.
Fast.
Typically, you go there to save money, right?
Mm-hmm.
When the hell did two combos for nothing extreme?
Whoa. What size combos?
To medium.
Medium
or regular, whatever you want to call it. No upgrades.
No upgrade to large or anything.
Yeah.
Maybe some substitutions.
Yeah, I replaced my regular fries
for
curly.
Nothing
like out of this world mind blowing.
Let me guess. $32.
$35.
$35
for two Western bacon combos.
Yeah.
You might as well go out to eat.
Dude, he yeah.
You legit might as well sit down at a restaurant.
We say the order and I pull forward. I'm like, did he just say $35? And he's like, yeah. And I even told him, I'm like, hey, bro, since you got me this for a Christmas gift, I got you, bro. And as soon as he goes $35, I'm like, $35? And I was like, man, I hope he just didn't enunciate and it's like 25. I'm like, at least that's a little more understandable. Because even on the menu, they had the Western bacon cheeseburger, single. $8. And it's just a sandwich, but you assume, you know, it's not going to be that much more expensive for the combo. Mm-hmm. And then double, which is what he got, was $10.
Yeah.
And so you're like, okay, that's for the sandwich. Maybe add like, I don't know, $5 more, $3 more for the combo.
So you're looking at, for the combo. Okay.
Yeah. So I would think the combo would be like $13, coming out to like $26.
26, maybe 28.
Yeah. No. 2 combos should never be over $30. Thank you, Captain America, because I am never going back to Carl's Jr. with those prices.
Oh my God.
You think that's bad right now for the public, including yourself?
I'm not public.
Oh, you're private?
No, I disconnected from public.
So, eggs right now are extremely high. I'm pretty sure you've heard.
Mm-mm.
No? So, a dozen.
I don't buy eggs.
A 24 of eggs is $10 now. Keep in mind, they used to be like $2, $3.
Yeah. Say that one more time.
A 24-pack of eggs is $9 at Walmart.
Wow.
That's fucking expensive, brother.
May we all ask
ridiculous.
That our prices come down in 2025, because this shit is getting too out of hand.
Like, can California as a whole just go down?
You're going to make us all leave.
Please,
literally,
bro. I love my home state. The state is the best.
Yeah. And you're building all these new homes and everything, but how the hell do you expect people to live?
Not even homes. It's all apartments. It's all Irvine Company.
Or tiny homes.
Or tiny homes.
Yeah. All right. Now that is out of the way and my problem with Carl's Jr. has been expressed to the public.
Little rant.
WWE. Lot going on.
Last 2 days for you guys.
Monday Night Raw has officially moved to Netflix, and its debut episode was in Los Angeles at the Intuit Dome. And we knew we were going to be there, me and Captain America, for sure.
That's right. Yep. We got tickets. We only had like a 1 week notice to buy tickets. They said it was announced and said, oh, buy your tickets on Monday or Tuesday. And they said it like on a Wednesday the week before. And we're like, we just dropped a lot of money for Mania.
Yep.
These tickets that we're going to buy for Raw.
Let's not go too crazy.
Yeah.
And we're like, let's just be happy to be there.
Exactly. That was our mindset. I texted him like, hey, man, we just dropped a lot of money. This is my budget. And he tells me that's exactly what I was going to say.
So the presale starts.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell him, I'm like, yo, I've been to it, into a dome. When I went there, I sat like, if the hoops are here, I sat over here behind the hoops. And I was like, I was row 18 And that was the first row of the upper section. And so we got row 8 in the terrace. So I was like, bro, if I was row 18, that means we're 10 more rows down. And where I was wasn't even a bad seat. Except this time, our tickets weren't like where the hoop would be. It would be over here. This is our new section.
Okay.
So the rows are not numbered the same over here as they are over here. So row 18 was non-existent over here. The last row was row 14 instead of row 18 being the row all the way down there.
Oh.
And so I literally am like, oh, this is our section. And I look down at the seat row and I'm like, that's row 14. That means we're only 6 rows down.
So you guys weren't sitting completely with Kobe, but did you at least say that?
We were like a floor or two down from Kobe. So
okay, that's fine.
That's probably a fair assumption.
That's fine. I mean, we sat with Kobe for Post Malone.
But Captain America, I mean, we had, but that's a small venue.
I mean, roughly like a little bigger. 17,000? No, yeah. 000? You guys was like, well, you guys was a record breaking. 17K. Yeah.
Biggest arena in WWE history.
Yeah. Maybe Raw, but yeah.
Or yeah, Raw, whatever.
For Raw.
Anyways, yeah, we get to our seats. And I'm like, look, dude, I said it from the beginning. I'm just happy to be here. And I could tell he was like,
yeah. Probably weren't my first choice of tickets, but with the cost of the tickets, you know, I just had to, like, you know, suck it up because these are the tickets that I agreed to basically pay for. True. So I had to have it, have my cake as well, eat it too. So
now Shorty was with us as well.
Oh, I saw where he was sitting, though.
Yeah. He sat separately on the floor.
Yeah.
But
did he go by himself?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He didn't pay for his ticket. Therefore, can't really rub it in.
Damn.
If I had my ticket paid for, then yeah, I'd be down there with you, buddy. But no, he got his as a Christmas gift from his girlfriend. That wow. He basically was like, you're getting me this.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding.
No hints, no like, oh, tiptoeing. No, I want that.
Yeah.
Just straight up.
He basically said, this is where I want to sit. And she was like, that's a lot of money. And then he said, the gift I got you is also a lot of money.
So, that's a total Shorty thing.
Yeah.
I'll say this, guys, for the viewers at home, Shorty's Christmas gift, the best thing you can get him is $25 to eBay.
He'd be happy with that.
Yeah. He loves his eBay, which in this case, now wrestling stuff.
So we pull up there. And what was your first thoughts with Intuit Dome outside the process
outside,
going in?
Outside, it was beautiful. I'm not going to lie. Yeah, right? New it's stadium. Sick. The architecture, the technology, everything all around, just outside.
And let me continue to build the character of Shortsy for our fans.
Okay.
When we were across the street, Shortsy said, that shit's ugly. Wow. Of course, because Shortsy hates everything. Keep going.
Yeah,
well, Shortsy does tend to not like things that we like.
Of course.
Shocker.
Yep. He's listening in his office right now. Like,
he's just Arthur memeing all day. Just
exactly.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but did you by any chance hoop on the side of the Concord?
No.
Oh, damn.
They were taking it all. Anytime you go to Intuit, bro, it's really only available at the end of everything. And plus, at the end, they were playing the press conference on the big screen, and everyone was just standing on the court like...
No, my bad. I wasn't talking about that court. I'm talking about like in the stadium. Like once you go inside, you know the like virtual concession stand.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even show those to you.
Well, then again, by the time we got passed through like our tickets, there was like what, maybe half an hour before showtime?
We had time to do stuff, but like,
was it just that packed? I saw some other people go. It looked pretty packed.
It was sold out.
Well, of course.
And the seats aren't the biggest. So like once we sat down, we were kind of like,
yeah.
And the guys were already next to us, these randos. Like, we didn't even have time to, like, we'll just take these until people get here. They were already there.
Yeah.
And then me and him, I was like, man, I want to go get food, but, like, it's already so cramped that one of my biggest pet peeves is when you have all that and you don't know where to put it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, no, I'll just stay here.
Yeah. Plus, like, the way you got to get into your row, there's such a thin area of, like, if you lean one way or the other, you're going to be like that fan in Boston who was on that swivel seat, bro. Like, it was really bad.
Yeah.
But like I said, and plus the way we were all like packed like sardines sitting down. Like, I'm already a big guy, but like just like that with Austin, and Austin were just looking at each other like.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine you guys just next to each other.
You know how every seat has the controller thing?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
So first of all, I'm kind of bummed. I'm just going to jump straight to that. WWE didn't take advantage of that at all. They didn't have like anything interactive on the screen like the Clippers do. But I'm looking at mine and I'm like, hey man, if I got to use mine and I try to poke the right button,
yeah,
is but you can vocabulary this. I don't want to use words.
My body.
His body was covering the right button. And I went, hey, bro, I got to press it. And he goes, stop.
He was basically tickling me if he tried to press the button.
Yeah.
Right.
And so, yeah, we're like, yeah, we're just going to eat it. Stay here. And so they have a giant, like, apron around the ring, like, hiding it. And, yeah, it drops. Triple H is already there. How long do you think he was there? The whole video, for sure.
No, there had to have been, like a opening.
Yeah. Oh, probably like a split.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I feel like he got
probably by the announcer's table.
Yeah. I had to guess, maybe like 10 minutes before, just so like.
I agree with what he said, though. Probably the whole hype video that they played on it, he was probably in there.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, I mean, it would have made, I feel like, too much of movement, but maybe he was just under the ring.
Could have been.
That too, actually.
Could have been.
He legit probably just like, hey, I'll just chill here for a little bit.
Yeah. Imagine then like how long he had to been under there, though, just in case.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, pulled up there. And of course, as it just keeps happening with every WWE show, Titantrons are disappearing. They're becoming LED screens and they're getting smaller and smaller.
The smallest I've seen.
I hate it. I truly do. Which is why I cannot wait for Mania, because it's the one time they ball out for a stage.
Yeah.
I can't wait, bro.
Wait, so for the premium live events that they've done, at least the ones that you guys have seen, has it really just been all screens?
Screens.
Wow.
Some. Crown Royale Crown Jewel, my bad. Crown Jewel kind of gets something sometimes.
Yeah, because obviously it's Saudi Arabia. They're going to.
Yeah, they throw out. They
always
money,
have to put
like,
on a show or make it. Extravaganza.
Yeah, you know? But everything else is just screens and long runways at this point, basically. And I hate it, but I cannot wait for Mania because I know there's going to be a big, amazing spectacle of a stage. And I'm calling it right now. I think I've called this on another podcast. I think it's going to, you know, the logos, the cards. I think it's going to be the cards. And then when every time somebody comes out, they split, like you're splitting your cards.
Yeah.
I think they're going to.
That'd be cool.
And then the entrance opens.
That'd be sick.
I'm calling it now. So if it happens, I called it. Anyways, yes, small TVs. And we were to the left of the superstars, basically. And that's where we were sat. Show starts. Triple H opens it. Crazy fireworks display, as they always have. And show opens. And me and Cap both did not know this was a part of the Rock's theme. The...
Yeah, like the white screen and the note. Yeah.
So that's the first thing we hear. We're like, the hell's going on? And then you just hear, if you smell what the Rock is cooking. And you're like,
yeah, he started the show, which I didn't expect.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be Cena 100%, especially since it's his start to his retirement tour. I thought he was definitely kicking off the show. But Rock comes out. Basically says, welcome to Netflix, all this, blah, 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 babyface bullcrap, honestly, because I think because of him saying all this babyface stuff, I don't think we're getting Rocket Mania.
I know.
Unfortunately. I really wanted that. But if he was going to be at Mania, I feel like he'd be heel and bullying everybody right now. But he was very, yeah, welcome to Netflix, everyone. Good old time. WWE. Boom.
Yeah, I'm just guessing. If I had to guess, I would hope, like, he'd start at the Rumble and, like, just plant the seeds for his eventual match. Hopefully.
Yeah, like what we talked about on the pod before, that he uses his business power to insert himself at number 31.
Exactly.
When everyone thinks the Rumble's over. And they're like, not yet. Then we get to Tribal Combat with Solo Sikoa and Roman Reigns. And I called Roman winning this match. You called Roman winning this match. It looks like they really had no big plans with Solo as Tribal Chief. They're like, we're getting Roman back to Tribal Chief before Mania.
Exactly.
For sure.
Build him back up.
Yeah. So now he's back. And he'll be on weekly TV again, it looks like. No more break time for Roman. And that match, obviously badass. I love anything that is a special match. 1v1 matches are cool, you know, if you build a story correctly. But, like, anytime there's a stipulation, like a ladder match, a TLC match, Hell in a Cell, Steel Cage. Can we get more Steel Cage, by the way?
We love it.
Ever since I got back into it, bro, I literally feel like there's been like 3-4 Steel Cage matches, maybe. That's wild. And it's been like 4 years. And they had Tribal Combat, so no rules. The only rule in Tribal Combat is there is no rules, except there must be a winner and a loser. It's the only rule. Bloodline rules. And what, we got a lot of chair shots. Powerbomb through the table from Roman.
Table did not break. Part of that Netflix money.
Oh, yeah. I think the announcers' tables are stronger now. Mm-hmm. They also have fancy lights on the side now. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, fun match, obviously, when you can involve a stipulation in the match like that. And I called the first person to interfere, Tama Tonga. It was pretty easy to call because his brother injured was definitely not going to show. And then you had Fatu, but you say Fatu. Like, he's not, you don't blow your load right away.
Pause.
Yeah. And then, what? Then Sammy and Jimmy interfere. Yeah. I knew Jay wasn't going to show because he had a match that night. And then KO.
Which is random.
Yeah, that one caught me off guard. I was like, oh, whoa, KO? And then Cody, because of their beef right now. And then, honestly, and I turned to you, I was like, KO? Randy's back and interferes. One day I'll get to scream voices at a live event. Hopefully. It's like the one theme that's avoided me that I want to scream. And yeah, Roman won. And it looks like he'll be moving to Raw. They made that pretty clear in that backstage segment. And what went on after that? Cena?
Cena was next, yeah.
Yeah.
Cena started his farewell tour.
Yeah.
And his promo that he went out there got a lot of people talking. He was basically promoting the idea of 17-time world champion.
That promo was strictly to see how the audience reacts, 100%. To know exactly what they want to do.
Exactly. Yeah, I agree.
Cena, dude, it's so funny to me because he is such a comedian in the ring now because he's at this point in his career. And he makes the funniest faces. He has the funniest reactions. Like when he was like, yeah, look, guys, the chances of me winning a 17th title, history, it's never going to happen. Whole stadium, nah, fuck that, man. And then he's like, guys, well, hold on. I got to remember where I am. WWE, we never say never. But, I mean, I can't just come back and vault myself to the main event. And then everyone, nah, you can. You're John Cena.
I was like, you should.
Yeah, was going on. And he's like, you know, there's ways to get it. I could survive the Elimination Chamber, win Money in the Bank, or I could win the Royal Rumble. And then he paused and he was like, and he looked straight at hard cam. He was like, I could win the Royal Rumble. I was like, this fucking guy. And then he starts doing math in the sky. He starts going, and I'm like, this guy is having too much fun, dude. He knows he's allowed to not be that serious, yeah, never give up, like, guy anymore. So he's just having too much fun. And he was like, I'm declaring for the Rumble and I'm going to win it. And I was like, all right. And I was like, please, out of all the guaranteed ways for you to get a title shot, please let it be the Rumble, because that one guarantees a title shot at Mania.
Yeah.
And we're already locked in for Mania.
Exactly. And he can make history by tying Stone Cold with the most Rumble wins at 3.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Shorty, of course, doesn't think he's going to do it. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sold that he'll do it. But I'd like to see him win that. Because is Elimination Chamber guaranteed Mania or just guaranteed shot?
Depends if the title's on the line, then of course it's for the title. Or sometimes what they'll do is it will be an Elimination Chamber for the number one contender
at Mania. Okay, then yeah, you can win that too.
Yeah,
and if you win the Money in the Bank, cash in at Mania, please. Like,
that'd be
the one mystery. Just do it at Mania, like, please. That's the only chance we're gonna get to see him break the record, unless I fly somewhere else and dump a bunch of money, but I don't want to do that. Please do it at Mania. Please. And he, yeah, good promo. Got a vibe of what do the fans want. And then he dipped out of there. And
he also mentioned potential wrestlers he may.
That
the crowd may want to see him face.
He was like, Drew McIntyre got booed, I believe. So it was like, no, not Drew. CM Punk. That one got a big pop. Yeah. Everyone was like, yes, yes, do that.
Yeah.
Gunther. Gunther was like, yeah. It was like, it'd be a good match, but like, give us somebody that makes sense for your story of your career.
And then the last name, Cody Rhodes.
That one
did get a good roar.
It did. I'd like it better than Gunther.
Right.
I think it's just because like it's the top guy facing Cena, and that guy has the title right now. So like, take it from him. So that one I'd be okay with, if the title's on the line.
Right.
If not, no. Give me like Cena, Randy, Cena, Punk, something like that. Who do you want to see him face? At Mania.
Title or not.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to say title.
Title?
Yeah, he has Cody. Cody. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Can you imagine the pop that he's going to get once the three hits?
Oh, dude. I might cry.
Insanity.
I probably will cry.
I got teary just looking at the whole montage before.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, shit. That's right.
Yeah. And
that got me hyped.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying with that promo. They were literally just go out there. We're going to see what the fans want. Say this, say that. So that's what they were doing with the opponents. Like, who? Oh, he said Logan Paul, too. That one got the biggest. Like, because there were rumors that Logan Paul was going to be his Mania match. And everyone was like, no, do not do that, please. And I agree. Do not do that.
That's like, yeah, suicide.
And so, yeah, he dipped out. Then we had Jay Drew? No. Liv Rhea.
Yeah.
And I called that one too. I think me, you, and Papa Cap all did. We said Rhea was going to win it back. Something big, title change had to happen on the
all agreed that the feud was basically
stale.
We got what we got
it out ran of the its feud. Course.
Exactly. Yeah. So
there's a lot more women.
Of course. We originally thought that maybe Tiffany Strand was going to cash in.
Yeah, but Paul, Mr. Levesque, blew his load 3 days early.
Yeah, on the first SmackDown of the year, they decided to have Tiffany cash it in, that SmackDown. So now, after that happened, we were thinking, well, there's no cash in possibility now. So it's more than likely, it's ran its course. We saw this is most likely the end. And even Rhea Ripley, the post-show conference, she even said, that's it.
Yeah. And in the promo package for that match, they're like, it ends tonight. It ends tonight. And I was like, yeah, it needs to end. Like, it's been over a year. Like, we got it. Okay. Move on. There's plenty of other women on the roster that they can both beef with. And that match was also a banger. Rhea made sure Liv wasn't kicking out. Hit her with two riptides back to back.
Love it.
And yeah, then, you know, she walked out with the title. She was making it to the tunnel. And then you hear the dong. And I was like, no way. And, you know, I grew up with the Dead Man. And so my heart immediately is like, Dead Man. Oh. And then I am American Badass. I'm like, I didn't really spend much time with this Undertaker.
I'm so what?
Oh my God. And I was like, still badass. Did we get to see him? But I didn't really watch that Undertaker. I saw the return of Dead Man Undertaker. And I was like, dude, okay. Like, I know he had his American Badass run, but like, I was really hoping for it. And then I remembered he said he's never going to do the Dead Man in the ring again. That's retired 100%. Like, Dead Man in the in ring, Dead Man's never going to come back. So I was like, damn. Oh, well. And then I told myself, too, I was like, wait, I thought American Badass's theme was rolling, rolling, rolling. What? Just keep rolling, rolling. Was that not his theme?
Yeah, that was his theme. So, was it different?
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Oh, no, they didn't.
So it was a Kid Rock song, which ain't shorts.
Oh, you know what?
It starts with, I am American Badass.
He might have used just both songs. Like, it might have been a thing where they switched it off.
I think Shorts said he started with that one and then eventually switched to Roland.
He had Roland at WrestleMania 19.
Yeah, so I was like, where's Roland?
Yeah.
Like, and that happened. awesome moment. Obviously, he's a fan who grew up with him, you know, watching the streak and its dominance and all that stuff. The crazy matches with Shawn Michaels and all his other Batista, Cena, all those amazing moments that he gave us in our childhood. And they go backstage, and another legend was in town.
But by the way, before we go into that,
yeah,
I just saw on the internet like earlier today, saying that apparently it wasn't supposed to be Undertaker in that spot.
Oh yeah,
it was supposed to be Becky Lynch.
Sorry, Becky, I'm taking Undertaker.
Right, but I think
American Badass Undertaker. Oh yeah,
the reason why is because originally they were hoping that Becky Lynch would re-sign by then, so that way it would set up the feud for Becky versus Rhea. My guess.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming she either re-signed and decided to go a different way.
Yep.
Or she didn't re-sign, and so that's why they had Undertaker come out. That's to have him at least on the show.
That's the funniest thing to me, that Undertaker is just their emergency, emergency, we need somebody, because the same thing happened at Mania last year. That was rumored to be Stone Cold. Stone Cold wasn't there. Who was there? Undertaker. Because who would have made more sense to interrupt Rock? Stone Cold or Undertaker?
Stone Cold. Of course.
So obviously Stone Cold probably backed out or said no. And they're like, hey, Mark, we need someone.
What impresses me is that even after all these years, it's still go one-on-one with the Undertaker real quick.
Well, you got a rumor for that one, apparently, for Stone Cold at Mania, was they couldn't reach an agreement on the price. Money.
Yeah.
So that's the rumor. Yeah. That's what I read. Hey, I don't know if it's true or not, but that's just
I love it because it seems like Undertaker's like, this company did so much for me. They need me. I'll fly cross country.
On a whim, bro.
Yeah. So, yeah, he showed up. And then, like I was about to say, somebody else showed up, a legend in WWE.
Immediately after Undertaker.
After a commercial break.
Yeah, commercial break.
Also, commercial breaks are 2 minutes.
Really? Wow.
Dude, I was watching. I got up to Solo v. Roman after. Mm-hmm. So I didn't see much after that. But the few commercial breaks that I did get, each of them were like a minute, 2 minutes at most.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. We just saw lights and they actually did play the commercials.
They played promos.
Yeah. Oh, promos. That's promos what they played.
For like feuds, upcoming feuds and all that stuff.
Well, they did that at the Raw at Honda Center.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember same that. Thing. Yeah.
So Hulk Hogan wasn't announced.
Yeah.
You hear the dun, 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 dun. And yeah, I immediately, you know, I grew up watching wrestling, loving it. And I'm like, that's a legend. And then the first 5 seconds, I'm like, oh, Hulk Hogan. I'm like, no way. I literally stood up. I was like, let's go.
And then I did the.
Yeah. Like and then that. I'm like looking around, bro. And immediately, boo. And I'm like, oh, this is not the vibe. And I sat back down. Yeah. And I'm like,
not you guys just living your childhood fantasy, you know, like, oh my god, it's Hulk Hogan. No,
that's
everybody. You suck. No, dude, that's
literally.
Dude,
and holy shit. I know. Hulk Hogan has done terrible things post WWE, but I literally just had my childhood take over in that moment for that split second.
Same.
And I was like, holy shit. And then by the time I was like, oh, that's right. He's a bad person.
Yeah.
He said some bad things.
They're like, he's a piece of shit.
Yeah. That. He said a few bad words. Really, really bad words.
Some stuff about a certain type of people.
Yeah.
Yeah,
pretty muffed up stuff.
His affiliation with certain people.
Mm-hmm. Look, outside of WWE, Hulk Hogan, I know you're a bad person, dude, from what everything that's come out. All right, like, I don't mess with that Hulk Hogan at all. But like I said, my childhood took over for like 5 seconds. So I was like, I'm a real American. And I was like, I'll be quiet.
Yeah. And when he tried to speak, after every sentence, when he'd say something like, the WWE partnering with real American beer, the best beer for Americans. After he's like done with each sentence, boo, oh dude, God. They were booing him out of the building.
And I'm very shocked because production has control over every volume. Mic volume, crowd volume, entrance volume. I was replaying it. You can hear them loud as hell.
I think they try to silence it. I heard.
I don't think they were capable of doing that, bro.
We'll see on the Netflix replay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll finish it when I get home.
Yeah. You'll hear them. You'll hear him. I already watched it. You'll hear him.
Shit.
And yeah, he came out there to, and I could tell the first booze. I know because he stopped talking and he looked around. I'm like, in his head right now. And what he really wants to say is these fucking assholes.
Yeah.
You know, it was like, I know Triple H is back in Gorilla, like, oh God, did we fuck up?
Yeah.
Like, I can imagine him just lighting up a cig, like, we need to fix this right fucking now. Yeah. What's going to happen? What are we doing?
Yeah. And I looked at maybe not the replay. Oh no, I think I did see the replay just for that section only. Mm-hmm. It looked like they were only showing that fans that were happy to see him.
They did. In the Netflix show, like the production, they zoom in on somebody right at the barricade corner who's like, yeah, okay. I was like, they're like, positive, positive, positive. Ah, there's one.
You're like one in every 50.
There's one
people.
Out of the 500.
Shit. Yeah, dude. That was insane.
What was he even just trying to promote shit?
He came out there and promoted his beer. Netflix. Promoted. He's like, I've had a lot of great tag team partners in my day, brother. But the best tag team partner I've ever had is you, the fans, brother.
Boo.
Yeah, boo.
We don't want to be your partner.
Nobody wants you. You're washed.
Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
So.
Ouch.
Yeah. So that, and then he did the typical, Raw is Netflix. And he ripped off his shirt like he does, you know. And then he went back and probably, he was like, hey, Paul, I ain't never doing that shit again.
He's probably like, that wasn't good, brother.
No, that was terrible, brother.
Yeah, he had to have regretted. You know what? Yeah. I don't even think he even talked to Triple H. I think he just
walked out,
took his ball and went home.
He probably walked back there and he said, hey, they really hate Jimmy Hart, don't they? Definitely weren't booing me, brother. I love how easy he is to impersonate.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. They really didn't like me out there, so I'm not going there again, brother. Yeah, dude.
You sound like you're doing Macho Man trying to be Hulk Hogan.
Just do a Macho Man.
He was about to do Hey Brother. He was about to go Hey Brother.
Oh, yeah.
I was really going to do Hulk Hogan again. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Macho Man's really easy.
Yeah. I got you in the ring for 3 minutes. 3 minutes of play.
That's
time.
Not Macho Man. That's the
Bonesaw.
That's Bonesaw. Get your wrestlers right, buddy.
It's almost like a wrestler played Bonesaw.
I heard that Macho Man like wrestled for 30 years to perfect that role.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
As Bonesaw?
What dedication.
He's a great actor. What can I say?
30 Amazing. Years of knowledge. Insane.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
R.I.P.
In case the point has not been made clear, I do not mess with Hulk Hogan and everything
people do not mess
he
with Hulk
stands
Hogan.
For. But the 10-year-old kid in me, the first hit of that song was like, and I was like, oh, back to reality.
So, okay, walk me through it. What happened after Hulk Hogan?
After Hulk
the main
Hogan,
event, right?
No, wasn't it Drew versus Jay?
Oh yeah, Drew versus dude.
Wait, so let me get this straight. Was Rhea Ripley's match and Jay Uso's match, were they both like 15-10 minutes?
They each had
because I know Roman and Solo, they went on for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a 30-minute match.
Like, they're probably like
3 hour show
minutes.
Though. You got a lot of time.
Yeah, surprisingly only 4 matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah. What I was like realizing.
And a promo. But
oh, also,
yes.
Also, sorry, before we move on to Jay, Penta Cero Miedo was supposed to take that spot.
A lot of
Hulk
things
Hogan.
Were supposed to happen that night.
From what the looks of it, there's maybe some like a lot of last minute changes.
So a super luchador, Penta Cero Miedo, is coming to the WWE. And originally, he was supposed to be Rey Mysterio's tag team mystery partner against The New Day. But a lot of people's complaints about that were, how come every Latino wrestler that comes in has to be involved with Rey Mysterio in some way? Yeah. His partner, his first opponent, Like, let him work. Because out of everybody that is Lucha that's coming in, he can do his own career. He doesn't need the help. He can build himself.
Yeah, Rey Mysterio's had a lot of Mexican wrestlers be his partner or his friend.
Yeah.
Like Andrade, unfortunately. Dragon Lee.
All of the LWO right now.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like,
so
it's just super limiting.
With Santos what they Escobar. Can do
with the characters. Santos Escobar's with him for a little bit as well.
So I believe us, the fans, complained enough to they were like, hey, let him do his own thing. And so they backed out on that. There's no tag team anymore, and now Chad Gable has a mystery opponent next week.
Did you see his tweet?
Chad Gable's?
Yeah.
No.
He tweeted something like, I wonder who this masked wrestler is going to be.
Even though they literally, on the broadcast, literally went Penta. I wonder who it is.
Yeah.
So I'm glad they made that pivot. I wish we could have seen him, but, you know, he's just coming in, so we got plenty of time.
Wish we could have seen Dakota Kai as well.
Yes, that one I know tore you apart.
It shredded me to pieces.
So I also really wanted this match because I saw the first ever Women's United States Champion, Chelsea Green, get crowned at Saturday night's main event. That's a thing, okay? If you watched, you would know.
It's just, you know what? It's just funny, like, seeing you do all this.
Thanks.
You just, you hit that
Chelsea Green.
So clean.
Samantha Irvin started it, and now she's gone. Anyways.
Womp womp.
Yeah, I saw the first ever champ get crowned for the women's U.S. title in New York. And the plan was to have the women's intercontinental title at this Raw. Mm-hmm. So I was like, bro, I get to see both of them. The title's first champions. Both of them. And it was Lyra Valkyria, Dakota Kai, Netflix Raw. Nope. They moved it to next week.
Damn.
Instead of big event Los Angeles getting it, San Jose gets it, bro. Like, what the f-
Yeah, that one really broke me because I was really excited.
Cap loves Dakota Kai, by the way.
That is very true. And, she was supposed to fight. I mean, bro, you got a 3+ hour show because on Netflix there's no time barriers. There's no, there's no scheduled show after to run after Raw.
You could go for 5 hours.
You can really go for almost as long as you want. Time permitting, you know, the venue you're at and, you know, whatever else follows. But, of course, they scrapped it.
Yep, that Penta Zero Miedo, the cash-in. Those were all happening, like, 3 days before the event. And we're like, dude, Paul, stop.
Slow down.
And then, we get to Jay and Drew. Drew is on this storyline of taking out all the bloodline that has cursed him in the past couple years. And I got to say, after this, I can confirm Jey Uso has my favorite theme live. I've seen it a few times, but dude, it just goes so hard.
Not to mention Travis Scott walking out with him smoking a blunt.
Yeah. They played Fiend. They were like, Fiend.
I hope you guys hit that shit.
Dude, they played Fiend, and I thought he was going to perform it. I thought he was going to come out and just sing it.
That would have been tough.
They play like 30 seconds of Fiend, and then it goes straight to Jey Uso.
Yep. And then, dude, I love it, bro. His theme goes hard as hell. Jey Uso is now in your city! Just me, Oos. And then the fucking, jeez. I love it, bro. It's like the best live theme I think you can see, honestly. The crowd's into it. It's catchy. It's great. I love it. And I had Drew winning that match because I thought he was just going to sweep the bloodline up until Roman. No, Jay won on a roll-up pin. Drew was pissed. He kicked out of it after, and he was like, he tried to chase him. He was like, you bastard, on a roll-up. And then we get to the main event, which was 10 years of hate fueled between CM Punk and Seth Rollins.
Before we get into that, how about the celebrities, though?
A ton. Vanessa Hudgens.
Huge. Cole Tucker.
By the way, I said this in my NXT vlog. If you don't like wrestling or you hate on wrestling, to me, you're the loser. And you're just a hater, honestly. It is amazing, a spectacle, a show, art. You are just being a hater if you hate on it. I'm sorry. Like, I've come to that conclusion. And the amount of people that you probably are fans of or look up to, they love wrestling. Gabriel Iglesias.
Loud and proud right there.
Yep, every time. He loves it. Vanessa Hudgens, baddie, High School Musical superstar. loves wrestling.
I think I saw Ice Cube's kid in the background.
O'Shea Jackson Jr. Okay. Also loud and proud wrestling fan.
I saw him take a little Lakers like flag.
He had the wrestling theme the belt.
Lakers championship theme belt.
Oh, no shit. Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin.
Macaulay Culkin had a bigger pop than Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Macaulay Culkin was there? Holy
yes,
shit.
Sir. Ashton Kutcher. Was there.
Ashton Kutcher was there.
Every WWE superstar you can think of that,
was in catering like 5 minutes before.
Yeah, yeah. A ton of people. Comedians, Tiffany Haddish, Michael Che. Lots of people, bro. What's her name from Girl Meets World? Or Boy Meets World or whatever?
Jenna Fischel or something?
Yeah, her.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The main chick.
Yeah.
She was there. So many people. Get to that main event. And obviously I love both of their entrances, bro. Seth Rollins, he hit the oh, and then you get Punk. You know, who doesn't love Colt's personality?
Exactly.
Great theme.
Incredible.
Words are easy to remember. It's catchy. And who doesn't love Punk, bro? Punk's just badass. They beat the shit out of each other. I swear to God, dude, the amount of punches, like just straight punches.
That, and, like, fully connected, fully.
Yeah, yeah. And the amount of, like, I'm grabbing the hell out of your hair. And just haymakers and shit. And the ending, by the way, have you rewatched the ending?
No.
In person, doesn't look that corny. On the broadcast, it looks so corny. So Punk, middle of the ring, GTS to Seth, goes all the way to the ropes, hits the ropes, and and Punk fell to his knees. So he's in the middle of the ring on his knees. Seth hits the ropes, stumbles all the way back to the middle of the ring and falls perfectly into the position of a GTS. And Punk is like, and picks him up again and hits it again. But it, dude, I'll show you after this. It looks very corny.
I did see, though, that somebody did a side by side of when John Moxley fought Punk at a at a different at AEW, whatever live event they had. Literally the exact same thing happened.
Really?
Punk gave him a GTS. Moxley goes on the ropes, comes back, and falls on his shoulders. It's basically bar for bar, the exact same finish.
Yeah, it looked, Seth played it very, like, in person, like I said, didn't appear that bad, especially because we were on Seth's backside.
Yeah.
The camera shot was, like, Seth's face side, so, like, going into the ropes and coming back. And I also got to say this, I feel like Punk might need to change his finisher. He looks like he struggles to get it up now.
Well, to be fair, he's hey, like what?
Pause.
To be fair, he is in his, what, mid-40s?
Yeah.
So he's not the young cat he used to
be. It's true, yeah. And I think he needs something that he can do easier.
Diving elbow.
Or maybe he was just tired.
Also true. It was the finish.
Yeah.
Because remember when he tried to get him up the second time, he went up and went back down, like trying to get him back up. And I was like, oh, man. He might need a new one.
Yeah.
And people were saying, like, I think he looks fine. But in the press conference, he was like, hey, what are you doing with that box of donuts? And they were like, do you want one? He's like, yeah. And he took a donut, and the comments were like, yeah, Punk looks like he's been in a lot of donuts lately. And I was like, he doesn't look that fat. Like, leave him alone.
That's fucking crazy.
Like, I was like, damn, bro. Like, fellas in his 40s, let him have a donut. Like,
yeah. Dude, holy shit.
And
what the hell? That thing was raging red.
They had that main event. We sat around until everybody left, because if you're a WWE fan, you know, don't leave until you know it's over.
Like a Marvel movie.
Exactly. Except you know when it's over, because the credits end eventually. Mm-hmm. And the post-credit scenes.
And the lights from the cinema.
So I was like, I ain't leaving until everybody's gone, bro. And this is my new rule. When the announcers leave, I leave. If they're still there, something might still be going on. So as soon as I saw Michael Cole and Pat McAfee were gone, I was like, okay, well, if they're not here, job's over, job's done. Night's done. So we leave, and great, amazing episode of Raw. Definitely the best we've been to out of, I think, 3 Raws, I think. Definitely better than the Mania after Raw we went to, which was not that exciting.
So many, like, last-second changes on that Raw after Mania.
I don't know how the public would rate it, but I might say that's one of the worst Raw after Manias ever.
People said it was definitely up there, because that's when that was what Vince's last.
It was supposed to be Triple H's Raw, but like everyone feels like Vince came in and said, nope, 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 doing this. Proc, 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 proc.
yeah, that's what we heard too. Because remember at that Raw, like Rollins came into the ring and like it was a commercial break. And we saw like people with headsets going to Seth like, oh, we're doing this.
Oh, now. Yeah. All the employees look stressed. Like shit was on the fly, like changing. And we've been to the one at Honda Center, which was pretty good. I actually think it was better than the one after Mania, wildly enough.
We saw Cody lose.
We did. Out of two losses in his like WWE return.
My dad saw them both. Oh, no, wait. No, my dad didn't see them both. I saw both of Cody's losses.
Yeah, yeah. And then the next day was another WWE event. Cap over here got myself and him tickets for NXT. New Year's Evil. Wow. A themed NXT, not a pay-per-view I learned today, just a themed episode of NXT. And that's basically the minors of wrestling. It's the best way I can describe it for people that may not know. And we went to that, and it was supposed to be not even a thing, because when we bought our WrestleMania tickets, we all agreed, me, Shorty, and Captain America, hey, we just spent a lot of money on WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Let's not do gifts this year. And what does Cab do? Like 3 days before WrestleMania? Gifts. Or, sorry. 3 days before Christmas?
Gifts.
He's like, hey, I got you guys gifts. And we're like, well, if you remember that rule we made, I don't have anything for you.
And I told you, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
But I will be waiting, and I will be happy to see it.
This guy. So, yeah, he tells me, he's like, I got us tickets for NXT. And I was like, really? Cool. I can see Roxanne.
Mm-hmm.
Which, if you know the podcast, you know I am.
He loves her.
Swooned over Roxanne.
He needs her.
Just a bit of a crush. A bit.
And so he's like, that's not it. We're sitting, how would you like to sit right by the barricade? And I was like,
the ramp.
No, you are the barricade.
I was like, wait, you cereal? And he's like, seats 2 and 3, baby. And then we were like, because some Loser Lunar bought number one.
Yeah. I tried spamming adding one in my cart, and it wouldn't.
Hold on. Did I just say Loser Lunar? Loner Loser.
Loser Lunar.
Loser Lunar.
So, yeah, he bought one.
Yeah.
Which prevented us from getting 1 and 2.
So did he just walk in like a dweeb, like, hi?
We actually beat the guy to
we did.
Seats.
Yeah.
And then Austin said, hey, let's see what they got for concessions, maybe.
We had a lot of time. Yeah,
we had time. Come back. I asked Austin, hey, do you see anybody at one? He goes, I don't think so. Oh, wait. I think I see someone.
I didn't know if I was our row, but as we got closer, I was like, it's our row.
So, yeah, like I said earlier, I tried getting seats 1 and 2, tried spamming it. Every time I clicked add to cart, we're sorry, we're having trouble. It looks like somebody already bought it or is adding to their cart. Please try again. I'm like, fine. So I get 2 and 3, and yeah.
I told him, because it was an awesome experience, because it's way more, I had the word earlier, what I call it?
Intimate,
there you go. It's way more intimate, smaller venues, and everybody's pretty close no matter where you're sitting, honestly. Like, way better than you'd get in, like, an arena show for Raw or SmackDown. And this one was a themed special episode. And I was like, dude, and he told me how much he paid for them. And I was like, you know what? They don't come here every month. They don't come here all the time. Anytime they're in town, I am down to pay that price to sit there again. Because, dude, like it was like
$100,
$130
like, per.
Yeah.
That's fucking good.
Yeah. Especially when they're not here. Like
Especially since, like you said, like I saw how close you guys are. Yeah. I saw everything.
You got time to recover. You know, they'll probably be back in like 6-7 months, maybe. Damn. Like,
and I literally asked Angel, hey, do you want to go? Because I was going to get each of them a ticket as a gift. And he said, no, I don't watch that.
Like, yep.
Of course. Another thing you don't like, probably.
So, yeah, we get there. Opening match was my boo. Mm-hmm. Roxanne and Julia.
Must have been beautiful to see.
And, dude, I cannot believe how close they were. They were, like, from me, honestly, to you, maybe. Or, like, the belt. Me to the belt.
Yeah.
Around there.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh, my God. And it was an elevated ramp. It wasn't, like, a flat with barricades. Yeah. It was, like, an elevation.
Going down.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, they're, like, right there. I'm like, Roxanne! Roxy!
So I had 2, and he had 3. And he goes, hey, can we switch? And I told him earlier.
Can when, we switch? He told me leading up to it. Yeah. Hey, when Roxanne comes, you can have.
I was going to say that, by the way. But yeah, I did promise him when Roxanne comes out, even though I'm in C2, I will switch with you during her entrance so you can be a foot closer to her.
So Julia come out already. She was the first one to come out. And then I tap him. I'm like, so can I have C2 now? Because Roxanne's coming out. And so we switched, and I said it. I knew it. Like, if you're a smart WWE fan, you can predict these kind of things. They've brought in so many badass women recently. Julia, Stephanie Vaquer, all these dominant women in NXT now.
Yeah.
And Roxanne was the longest reigning champ in all of WWE. She had her NXT title the longest out of the WWE title, heavyweight. It was like...
All the current title holders in WWE right now, she has been
the longest reigning
NXT Women's Champion.
And I'm like, look, man, I know Julia's one of those badass women they brought in. She's had the title for a while now. And I finally feel like they're going to be, like, hey, we have somebody that can finally hold the title. We don't need to rely on you to hold it anymore. You've been in NXT for a while. Get ready for your main roster push. Yeah. And thank you for everything you did, but Julia's gonna win the title today. And I was like, I guarantee you that's the fucking conversation they had. And I was like, I'm gonna be here. She's gonna lose. It's gonna be all my fault.
Yep.
0-1. 0-1.
0-1. Yeah. Damn, that cements it.
Yeah, and what also kind of annoyed me after almost every match, they turn the lights off when they go back, and they try to sneak them by you because they're playing commercials or
promos. Yeah, or the promo, like the next segment, like a backstage segment, they do turn off the lights. I'm guessing maybe so if someone's trying to watch the screen, the light isn't in a way where it'll bother them, if I had to guess.
I was just bummed because I was like, well, obviously we get their entrance, but like obviously when the match is over and they got to go back, you get to see them again.
Yeah.
But they, every single time, lights off, lights off, lights off. And I don't know if this was a sell. It probably was. But Roxanne fell right in front of us. Mm-hmm. She got back up, and then she would like was hurting and fell again. And employees were like ran, like sprinted to her the second time. And I was like, either she's really hurt, or that's a really good sell by the employees.
I doubt it, because even in the main event match before NXT went down, I forgot which one, the Randy Orton lookalike dude.
Yeah.
That guy had the girl and his tag team partner, like, arm in arm, like, trying to walk through. I think it was just a sell, if I had to guess.
The thing was, like, I mean, that's with people who wrestle, though. These were, like, WWE, like, production people that were following her out, and they, like, sprinted to her, and I was like...
Yeah, I think she's fine.
It is, yeah, probably. Yeah. And, yeah, she lost.
Nice.
What am I gonna do?
You're her bad luck charm.
I guess so. Hey, you got free time now, right? You don't gotta like carry the weight as a champ. What are you doing? You still in LA? Want to go to a nice fancy restaurant?
Yeah, you could probably join her boyfriend.
Hey, shut up.
You should take her bowling. That's friends though.
Hey, why don't you go with Eddie Thorpe? This guy's like, that's not funny.
I'd rather go with Dakota Kai.
Uh huh.
And that fella could probably just catch an Uber or something and meet us there. I don't know.
Anyways, yeah, that's the opening match. After that, it was the Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah.
Number one contender match.
For the North American Women's Champ.
Yes. And that involved your favorite girl, Cora Jade, Stephanie Vaquer.
Up and coming favorite now on NXT 2. Stephanie, I told you about her.
Yes, you did. Lola Vice, who is related to Bobby Miller's girlfriend. And we never saw him or her. Bobby Miller, pitcher for the Dodgers. I see the gears working.
No. I knew it. I'm trying to connect. Like, how the fuck? Okay.
Are they? Yeah, they relate. By the way, Bobby Miller has tattoos, right? On the arms.
Oh. Yeah,
probably. I'm not a Dodgers fan. I wouldn't know.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah. I'll continue. Lola Vice.
So they were there somewhere. Lola Vice and Kalani Jordan.
There you go.
Yeah. Stephanie Vaquer. Like I just mentioned to you, is one of those badass women they brought in. She won. And she'll be contending for the women's North American title eventually. And then after that, what did we have? We had...
Was it the six women?
Oh, yeah, the six women tag, which was Fatal Influence.
Jasmine Nix, and I don't know
the other two. Knows the name. Oh, you don't know the other two. Okay, he does not know the names.
No, I only know Jasmine Nix.
And then on the other side, we had Shotzi.
Gigi
Dolan. And Tatum Paxley. Ah, I almost had it before you. Ah. Almost.
You sound like
English. But you remembered, though. And at least you remembered.
Every match card, there's always a piss break match. Always. And I'm like, it's either going to be this match for me, because I'm not going to lie, I honestly did not know that was a match on the card for the
night. Me neither. Yeah, I didn't know.
And then I was like, oh, okay. And so I was like, I'm either doing this or I'm doing the Heritage Cup match. And I was like, I'm going to do this. And I go to the restroom. Everybody's in the restroom. It was everybody's piss break match. I was like, wow, okay. I go in there and I immediately hear some guy go, hey, fuck Chivas, the soccer team.
Yeah.
If you don't know, big rivalry in Mexican soccer, Chivas America. And some guy goes, get him the hell out of here. And I leave. I come back. Still saw the end of the match and everything. And then after that, we had the Heritage Cup.
Yeah.
Between Lexus King. And I'm going to be honest with you. I don't even know the opponent's name. I know it's William Regal's son.
Charlie Dempsey,
which I learned tonight is the son of William Regal.
Oh, wow.
And
second generation versus second generation. Yeah. Lexus King Mobile, in case you don't know, is the son of Brian Pillman, a.k.a. Brian Pillman Jr., whose name in WWE NXT is Lexus King.
Yeah. They addressed that when he joined. He was like, I know I got history here. I know what my dad did, but I'm my own man. I'm here to make my own name. I don't need his name. So I'm Lexus King.
Was it his stepdad's last name or something, or his mom's last name?
Like, I don't know.
Something like that. But
I love it because he has like the cartoon facial hair like of a villain.
Yeah.
Like sharp points everywhere. And he's fully aware of it. He's like, oh, yeah, it looks more like a villain's beard, right? It does. Yeah. But they have this cup called the Heritage Cup, which acts like a title, I guess. I don't fully get it. I'm not really on board with it. I'm like, why do we have it? It looks like the Stanley Cup that they just passed
over. But more old school, wooden, but then it's the metallic bowl.
Yeah. Okay. So
And you can fight for it. Like, there's matches for it, which we saw tonight. And Lexus King won that one. He took that home. And then we had the main event, right? We had Trick Oba.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah. It was supposed to be a triple threat. It was Trick Williams, NXT champion, versus Oba Femi versus Eddie Thorpe. And then leading up to it, no more Eddie Thorpe. Apparently he was brawled backstage. Nobody knew. And he told me a storyline that happened a couple of NXTs ago. Is what with Eddie Thorpe?
So he was supposed to be in a number one contenders match. I think it was called the Scramble, where like two people start and then 5 minutes later somebody else joins and then five minutes later. I think it was that type of match. But anyway, he was supposed to be like in a qualifier type of match to have a chance at the NXT championship. But when they went to go find him, he was on the ground. Obviously storyline, like on the ground, oh, somebody jumped him, who attacked him, and so he couldn't compete in the match. So then the next week, Ava, which is The Rock's daughter, aka the GM of NXT, says, hey, I heard what happened, I know it's not fair that you got your opportunity taken away, but we're gonna find the guy who attacked you, so we're gonna give you an automatic shot at the NXT championship.
It's kind of crazy. It's like when you told me that, I was like, so he gets beat up, and he just gets to be in the championship match.
Exactly. And so she gives him the contract, and as he's signing it, he basically, I'm paraphrasing, he basically goes, you know what's the crazy part? As he's signing it, nobody even jumped me. I faked it. Yeah. I'll see you next week for the championship. And Ava gets mad. Like, you really faked getting hurt so you get an automatic title shot? Then, of course, he loses. And then I don't know how it goes down, but basically he gets another shot at the title, which makes it a triple threat match.
Yep. But we don't really know because we didn't really get to hear all the promos and all the stuff you would see in a broadcast. he was not a part of the triple threat anymore. Walked out, and apparently he got beat up again. And this time we only knew because he went on Instagram and there was a reel that Obafemi, the other guy in the triple threat, beat him up. And he was no longer able to compete in the triple threat.
Oh, shit. They found him near the stairs. And like, oh, like he got jumped, blah, blah, blah. And
for Ava's, real this time.
Ava's like, I'm not falling for it again. You already got me one time. And then it cuts to another segment. And then on the Instagram, it just says, Obafemi was the one who attacked Eddie Thorpe. And we're like, oh, so it's no longer Boy Who Cried Wolf. It was actually real this time that he jumped him. And so the match starts off as a one-on-one.
I was fine with that because I was like, look, I fuck with Obafemi. I fuck heavy with Trick Williams. And I was like, this is the two we get. That's fine. I don't even know Eddie Thorpe by. Like, and obviously both entrances dope as hell, man. Love hitting the fucking whoop that trick. What? Whoop that trick. Yeah. Whoop that trick. Uh-huh. Whoop that trick.
I like it. Oh, yeah, man.
Sick as
Booker
hell.
Booker T does the best with that, bro. Yeah, yeah. So amazing.
He makes that theme even better.
Yeah.
And then Obafemi's theme, which I love, too. It's basically like these African drums. And
it's a like a grunt.
Yeah, yeah. It's like... And he does that walk I was telling you about.
It's pretty funny, not going to lie. It's pretty funny.
I love it because you could tell he's doing it as a... He knows he's doing it for the theme. Like, he's going with the theme.
But it's just funny the way he moves. It's just like because he's so muscular, he's got a lot of meat on him. And it's just like, ooh. Ooh.
I love
it's just so funny.
I love
bro.
The beginning before he starts all that, too, because it goes like... Boom, boom. And then he like, that's when it's like, and he comes down the ramp and everything. And so I was like, dude, let's go, man. I'd rather have these two face off anyways.
Yeah.
Bye, Eddie Thorpe. And so, and I love the chance, bro, because they're both such like faces right now and everybody loves them that it was what? Whoop that trick.
Ooh.
Whoop that trick.
Ooh.
So it was like everyone's, I don't care who wins, man. Like they're both over. Love it. And so the match was great. And then we couldn't really see because since we got the experience of the ramp and everything, we had to sacrifice like being able to see the far side of the ring. So something's going down over there. And we're like, oh, what the hell's going on? Eddie Thorpe shows up and he cost Trick the title, if we're being honest.
Yeah. It becomes a triple threat now.
Therefore, if you don't know, anything higher than two people in a WWE match, no rules, no disqualifications. No DQ, So now, since it was never changed technically, now that he's here, triple threat's in play. Grabbed the chair. I believe he was aiming for Oba's back. Mm-hmm. Oba ducked, and then Trick ran into it.
A chair.
Chair shot. Yeah. He threw Eddie out of the ring. He hit his finisher. And then he pinned Trick and won the title. And
fuck.
I'm not going to lie, dude, they threw a badass celebration. They had him go all the way up with the title, right there in front of us, hold it up, brought out Julia, who led off beating Roxanne. Now both new head NXT titles, new champs going into the new year. Both hold him up on the ramp, firing off. Oh, he's trying to find it. I know what he's trying to do. Shoot off confetti like crazy everywhere.
A piece of the show with us.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. So they are firing them off. And dude, it got so freaking cold. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
They must have been shooting them with like nitrogen or something, bro. Like,
yeah. It was basically like the fire extinguisher.
You'll see.
Oh, like dry ice.
Yeah.
Just pumped.
You'll see it because it's the last thing really that happens besides one big thing. And they're shooting off all the confetti and everything. And you can tell through my whole video, like, it's not cold in there.
Yeah.
You can literally see his breath on the GoPro when that's happening. And I'm like, bro, they just dropped this area like 50 degrees.
Yeah.
Like, oh,
it got
shit.
Cold. And I told him, I should have brought my jacket.
It was only for like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. But still, like, when they were shooting up, like, and the confetti, like, dude, it got cold.
I knew they were setting up for like a big like celebration, but I was like, they're not going to do fireworks in here. I was like, look how low that ceiling is.
But I do agree. That was a great like
Epic shot.
Epic shot of like the both new champions.
New year.
One on each side of the other women's, side of the ramp.
Men's, yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, dude, it was just, it was beautiful. And the screen, it had, new NXT women's champion, yep. Julia. And then on the other side, new NXT champion, Oba Femi.
That's sick.
You think they're sending Trick to the main roster also?
I feel like they're going to try and make him compete again for the NXT championship.
Especially because he got screwed.
Yeah. So then, and then I feel like if they do give it to him, I'm not mad at that. And if they do make him lose, I feel like it's going to be tough to push him to the main roster. Because look at Carmelo Hayes. He was the NXT champion. And then he got called up and he's just chilling and catering.
True. Yeah,
so I don't even know if he'd want to leave.
Yeah.
So,
but that all ends. It's all great, but we knew there was one thing missing, because on that episode of Monday Night Raw, Rock opened, they play this segment on the screen, and we're like, oh, what's Rock got to say? And he's like, NXT at Shrine Hall in Expo tomorrow. See you there. And me and him, he bought the tickets before that announcement, obviously. We both were like, no way. And we already know the seats we have, so we're like, we're going to be, I could jump up there and grab them. And so they've been showing him throughout the show, like on backstage segments. Like, what am I going to go say out there, Ava? He's talking to his daughter. And they're like, hey, we didn't forget about you. We know you're still supposed to come out here. Where are you? Come on. Main event's over. Where's he at? And the lights go off, and we're like, here he is. And then he walks out, and just seeing The Rock in an intimate venue like that, is crazy, the stage in his career. That's insane. And so we go down, or he goes down the ramp and everything, and he's dropping F-bombs like crazy. Were they live for that?
Like I said, there might have been a delay.
Yeah.
So maybe like a 30-second delay. They don't cut the mic, but they probably cut the mics on the actual like cameras.
The broadcast, yeah.
High on the broadcast. So, you know, as he says, the first effort, they're like, all right, censor it here, and then as more come on, it's like there's another censor.
As any live TV works,
right?
But I was, because I've been watching, getting back into wrestling for like 4 years now, and I was like, dude, that's more F-bombs than I think I've heard any superstar drop in the past like 4 years. And he was just doing it like he didn't give a fuck. The only one I recorded one of them, and he was like, you know, last night I was at Raw, I went to go say hi to Cody, congratulated him for carrying the company for all this time, and everyone's like, don't talk to Cody. But you know what I heard all last year, or no, other way around, sorry, all last year, it was like, be nice to Cody, give him the championship. But then I am nice to him, and you guys are like, don't talk to him. And then he was like, what the fuck? And I was like, whoa.
He's got a point.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a point.
Not him looking at the crowd like, what do you guys want?
Yeah. And so he's doing all this, like, you know, buttering for WWE and everything. Yeah. And then we start hearing CM Punk. I'm like, do they want him to feud with Punk again? Like, what's going on?
That was my first thought, too.
Yeah. And he looks at me filming, and he notices the people next to me basically breaking their neck to look behind us. And he's like, bro, I think Punk's up there. And I look, and at first I saw him, and I was like, it's just a guy in a beard. Like, that guy could be Punk.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, hold on. Because he was in a weird position when I looked at him. And then when I looked back again, he was just chilling, watching. I was like, oh, shit, that is CM Punk. And I was like, that's cool. He's just taking in the moment, which is wild, because he blamed The Rock and Dwayne for all that shit when he was a mega heel. Literally, The Rock goes, you know, does his thing. Do you smell what The Rock is cooking? Ends it, you turn around, and Punk is gone. Mm-hmm. Just like an angel. He was just like, I'm here to watch.
Irish goodbye.
As soon as it's over, I'm no longer needed. Yeah. And then he's coming up the ramp, and he got in my head a little bit, not going to lie. So when he came out, I filmed on my phone. I was like, okay, for the ramp leaving, I'm going to film on my GoPro. And he's like doing, you know, selfies and autographs around the ring and before he comes up the ramp, and he's like, bro, what if he takes the GoPro? And I was like, I didn't even think about that. I was like, that'd be so badass. And then there were too many hands going up the ramp, bro. He would have never even noticed.
Tell Mobo about the dad and the daughter.
Oh, my God. So
don't tell me it's one of those, like, I'm going to use my kid to get everything I want.
I mean, he probably was thinking that. I'm not going to lie.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Always.
Until The Rock came out. I didn't even know these people existed. And so they know, like, hey, The Rock is coming. He's promised it. Where is he? I feel a tap on my shoulder from this side, ramps over here. And I'm like, yes. And he's like, can she go right there? She wants to hand this paper to The Rock. It was like a note folded up or something.
The girl was probably like, what, seven, eight. Maybe? Yeah.
And I was like, in my head, I'm like, he ain't going to take it. Yeah. Like, he's not taking it. And but I also didn't want to be the dick to be like,
no.
Like, this ain't your seat. Like, if you wanted to hand him a piece of paper, then you should have bought the seat.
Well, nothing's stopping you from being a dick. You could just do it.
Well, so I blamed it on the one guy that we didn't know that had seat one. And I said, hey, you got to get by him. He's not with us. And I pointed at the one guy. And then he was just like, he's same thing. Can she go right there? And he let her. And I was like, whatever. And Rock didn't take the paper. Yeah. If I'm being honest, I don't.
They tried twice.
I know.
Coming when he was coming down back. And then coming back up.
If I'm being honest, I don't think he even saw her the first time.
Yeah.
He was so focused because she's all the way down here. Mm-hmm. So he's so big and elevated that he probably sees everything here, not here.
Was he wearing shades?
Yeah.
And a beanie. Even worse. Yeah. And a beanie.
Oh.
The
Rock or the dad?
I'm talking about The Rock.
Oh, I was talking about the dad.
No, The Rock was wearing shades.
Yeah.
I was going to say, definitely not seeing that shit.
Yeah. And so, yeah, he goes down there. He comes back. Still didn't grab the paper or anything. And he told me because I was reaching out for like a high five. I'm like, oh, come on. Like, just a high five.
Let me touch you. Basically.
And he skips me. And then he goes, hey, man, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. I'm like, I tried. He didn't give it to me, but whatever.
Yeah. And I even heard, like, the little girl got upset. She wasn't crying, but I heard she got upset that, like, you didn't see me or you didn't get my paper. And then the dad's like, don't worry. He's going to come back. And when he comes back, you're going to give him the paper. And I'm all like, dude, be honest with her, bro. Be honest with her. Don't get her hopes up thinking, oh, yeah, if he's going to see me, pick you up, and, like, hold you for, like, the camera.
No, seriously, if he really wanted to get him to see her for that piece of paper, that note, I would have picked her up and, like, held her, like, out. I wouldn't have put her on the stage, but because he just had her stand on the chair and have her reach out. And her little arms are like, take the paper. Mm-mm-mm. I'm like, dude, if I really wanted to make the effort, I would have picked up my kid. And I would have held, like, over the ramp. Not putting her on it, but, like, hey, here's this
or
kid.
Or if not, if you can't hold her on for, like, that long, maybe on the shoulders.
Yeah, that's best too. Thing. Yeah.
But, yeah, it was just a poor attempt overall. But the fact that they waited until The Rock was going to appear.
Yep. Never saw him the whole show.
Yeah. They probably bought tickets at, like, somewhere on the back, different section, and
they had just walked up.
TBH, I don't know where they came from.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we did not see them until, I think, Austin got the tap on the shoulder. Because I didn't know they were even nearby.
I was like, bro, if you wanted to make that attempt, you should have paid for the ticket at that seat.
The minute they tapped you, should have been like, I don't even know you.
No, you cannot give him your paper.
What's the paper say? He'll never see that.
But yeah, amazing experience for like the seventh time. Thank you for that amazing Christmas gift.
I love you, Solo.
I didn't know my name was Solo.
I just wanted to say it.
I know. It's your favorite.
But yeah, you're welcome.
You forgot to random emote. Yeah, there you go.
I had to get the hair in there. Yeah. But you're welcome.
Thank you. That is our wrestling recap on episode 99. A lot of epic, crazy, fun moments that I will never forget. And don't you forget that episode 100, the big celebration for Off the Field Podcast, is coming up next week. We have a lot of people lined up to show for episode 100. Think of it as like Netflix debut of episode Raw 1. They brought out everybody. We're bringing back people who have appeared throughout Off the Field Podcast for this one. Set your reminders. Set your notifications. 7 a.m. Thursday, Spotify and Apple.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video is up. YouTube, 7 a.m. Make sure you have notification bell on. Like, comment, subscribe. all the good stuff. Tell everybody you know. And we shall see you in episode 100.
100.
One. Oh, oh. Let them know, Cap.
100.
Bye-bye.
Adios.